This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwan's government said on Saturday it will fine Foxconn, the world's largest contract electronics maker, for an unauthorized investment in a Chinese chip maker, even after the Taiwanese firm said it would be selling the stake. Foxconn, a major Apple Incorporated supplier and iPhone maker, disclosed in July it was a shareholder of embattled Chinese chip conglomerate Tsinghua Unigroup. Late Friday, Foxconn said in a filing to the Taipei Stock Exchange, its subsidiary in China had agreed to sell its entire equity stake in Tsinghua Unigroup. Taiwan has turned a wary eye on China's ambition to boost its semiconductor industry and is tightening legislation to prevent what it says is China stealing its chip technology. Poland's top police official says he accidentally set off an explosion of a grenade launcher that was a present from Ukrainian officials. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The country's top cop has told the radio RMF FM broadcaster the accident occurred when he was moving the grenade launcher in his office this week. The comments were the first confirmation of what happened at National Police Headquarters in Warsaw on Wednesday morning. The broadcaster says it learned that the police commander received two anti-tank grenade launchers as presents during a recent visit to Ukraine. Poland's an ally of Ukraine and has offered the neighboring country different forms of assistance since Russia's full-scale invasion on February 24. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis marked his 86th birthday on Saturday by rewarding three people involved in charity work, including a homeless man who gives other street dwellers part of the alms he receives. The other two recipients of the Mother Teresa Prize were a Franciscan priest in Syria and an Italian industrialist who does charity work in Italy. This is VOA News. Iran said Saturday its uranium enrichment capacity has increased to record levels a day before UN nuclear monitors are set to visit the country. The Iranian state news agency quoted the head of the country's nuclear authority as saying Iran's enrichment capacity has reached more than twice the entire history of the industry, the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency said Wednesday that a technical team will be visiting Iran Sunday to try to resolve a deadlock over the detection of traces of radioactive material at sites not declared as having hosted nuclear activities. Iranian authorities have arrested an Oscar-winning actress for her role in speaking out for human rights, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In the movie The Salesman, Iranian actress Turani Aladousti asks her partner, "What are you going to do?" A question she may be asking herself now that she's detained and under arrest. Last week, she posted a message of solidarity on Instagram for one of the men recently executed for his role in nationwide protests, which have erupted following the September death of a woman in the custody of Iran's morality police. Aladousti said every international organization watching this bloodshed and not taking action is a disgrace to humanity. Iranian state media says Aladousti is charged with spreading falsehoods. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former Long Island teacher who admits giving a student an unauthorized shot of a COVID vaccine has pleaded guilty, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Laura Parker Russo gave her son's 17-year-old friend the COVID vaccine last year at her home. She pled guilty to unauthorized practice of medicine and disorderly conduct. In exchange for the misdemeanor plea, Russo will perform 100 hours of community service, serve a year probation, and attend counseling twice a week. She was also issued a stay-away order of protection from the teen. The 55-year-old former biology teacher could have faced felony charges and jail time. The Nassau DA says they signed off on the plea deal based on Russo's long-standing ties to the community and her lack of a criminal record. Julie Walker, New York.
The broadcast licenses of six Moldovan television stations have been suspended. Moldova's Commission for Exceptional Situations said the suspensions were issued because the TV stations were spreading misinformation and were attempting to manipulate public opinion. The AP reports that four of the six stations regularly retransmit programs from Russian TV channels that on Friday were banned by the European Council as part of a fresh wave of sanctions against Russia. More on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.